WCOFM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 73. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, August 13th. News sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Expect some showers and storms now and then, and they'll be with us pretty much through Wednesday morning. Right now, rain in this region is actually from a line from Duncan to Lawton South, but it's moving north, so it's going to be a while before we get any rain here, it appears. So a traffic advisor to tell you about this morning, a six-vehicle accident with injury near Elgin on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike. So that's caused a lot of problems. This is at mile marker 51. Now, that's a couple of miles west of Lawton. Two semis involved in this crash, which happened about 3 o'clock this morning. Officials had been detouring westbound traffic on the turnpike at Elgin, which is mile marker 53. But the inside lanes in both directions are now open. So use caution if you're heading to the Lawton area this morning. The two suspects in custody following a high-speed pursuit by state troopers could face a judge for the first time since their arrests today. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Home health care is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Health Care is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
Two people spent the weekend behind bars after they were arrested Friday following a high-speed pursuit. 35-year-old Robert Patrick D'Amico and 32-year-old Christina Gonzalez, both in the Grady County Jail, and both being held on complaints of eluding an officer. Lieutenant Kerry Massey with the Highway Patrol said they may also be facing some additional complaints. D'Amico and Gonzalez were arrested after a trooper's radar indicated they were speeding through a construction zone. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, but they sped away. The pursuit hit speeds of 100 miles per hour and ended when the pickup the suspects were in crashed at a Chickasha neighborhood near 9th and Iowa. A lot of Chickasha school teachers spent a few days last week getting their classrooms ready for the upcoming school year. Classes for Chickasha schools begin Thursday, and all teachers will be returning today for some in-service training. They'll spend the next 3 days getting final preparations for the start of school. Teachers and support personnel will meet with Superintendent Jack Heron this morning and have a number of conferences and things, too, over the next few days. Head Start classes also will be beginning soon. The program is for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old children. It's offered to low-income families through the Ouachita Valley Community Action Council. The agency also has an early Head Start program for kids from birth to 3 years old, and that's available in both Grady and Caddo counties. Leanne Howell is the coordinator, and she tells us what their goals are for the youngsters.
Social-emotional skills at that age, self-help skills, learning to brush their teeth, learning how to wash their hands, learning just to play with others for birth to three. And some of that 3 to 5 is still learning to socialize and be around other children and prepare them for public school.
For information, you can visit the Ouachita Valley Community Action Council at the Old Bill Wallace School in Chickasha at 10th in Minnesota, or you can go online to ouachitavalleycommunityactioncouncil.com. Coming up on 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, more Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Chickasha's new economic development director expected to be on duty today. Cody Mosley named the new director by the Economic Development Council Board of Directors last month. Mosley's been at Broken Arrow the last couple of years. He's also worked for the city of Guthrie. The EDC office moving back in with the Chamber of Commerce, so that's where Mosley will office. Mosley will meet the entire EDC board when the panel meets for its monthly meeting tomorrow. The group will discuss the creation of a new Community Development Advisory Committee, which is being formed for the purpose of continued strategic economic development planning with representatives from the EDC, the Chamber, the city, the county, as well as public schools and career tech. The Anadarko Indian Expo kicking off this week. The expo runs Wednesday through Saturday at the Caddo County Fairgrounds. The Kiowa tribe will be issuing wristbands for the carnival tomorrow. They'll do that at their Anadarko office from 9 to 11:30, and then in Carnegie tomorrow from 1 to 3:30. The wristbands are for children 4 to 10 years old, and a tribe CDIB is required. The wristband will be good for just one night of the carnival, which will be on site all 4 days of the expo. Now a follow-up to the Rush Springs Watermelon Festival from this past weekend. The biggest watermelon grown this year tipped the scales at 192 pounds. The winning entry submitted by the Miller family, which has won the largest melon competition each of the last 10 years. It did come up short of the largest melon ever exhibited at the festival back in 2014. The largest melon ever, 214 pounds. That was also grown by the Miller family. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down for the week last week. Starts today at $67.63 a barrel. London-based Brent crude also down for the week, $72.81. Natural gas was up for the week to $2.94 per million BTUs. Gold starts the week at $1,209 and silver $15.19. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy skies and some occasional showers and storms. Not only today, but through Wednesday morning. Right now, there's just some clouds in Chickasha and Anadarko. There is some rain to our south, say from about Elmore City in East Stevens County over to the Lawton area, and it's all south, but it's all moving to the north right now. Downtown Chickasha, cloudy, 73. And get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, Chickasha and Blanchard high school football teams will face off in the first preseason scrimmage of the year this Friday night. It's the first scrimmage for both teams. The scrimmage will be held at Chickasha's Memorial Stadium Friday night. There will be a $5 admission to attend. Now, we'll be broadcasting all the Chickasha and Blanchard football games on our two radio stations again this season. The Chicks on our sister station, 106.1 The Ranch. Blanchard right here on Cool 105.5. The Chicks open at home Friday, August 31st against Marlowe. Blanchard opens Friday, August 31st at Elgin. The CHS volleyball team winning its first match of the year at the Westmore tournament. They split matches on Saturday, scoring a straight set win over Capitol Hill. That's a team they lost to in their season opener last week. Lady Chicks then dropped a match to Oklahoma Bible. CHS volleyball going to Weatherford today. They'll have their first home match Thursday when they host Life Christian. The CHS softball team was off for the weekend. They'll be traveling to PC North tonight. Then they'll be going up to the Perry tournament this weekend. The AMPO softball team went unbeaten to claim the title of the Maroon Bracket at the Ripley Tournament over the weekend. On Friday, the Panthers defeated all three opponents in pool play, 7-2 over Oilton, 5-1 over Davis, and 8-2 over Waucomas. Then they beat Morrison in the bracket finals, 10-1. AMPO improves to 5-0. They are scheduled to host Bray Doyle this afternoon. The Nenecaw baseball team takes third place at the Verdun tournament over the weekend. The Owls defeated Santa Fe South in the opener. Then they dropped a 13-5 decision to Duke in the semifinals Friday. Then they toppled Ampo JV 15-7 in the third place game Saturday. Duke, by the way, went on to defeat Calumet for the title 11-10. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care.